We're streaming online at WHGMGold.com around the world. Of course, you can find us on the iHeartRadio app and now on the Radio.com app. I'm Justin Mallow. Very exciting. It's the 1st of October. We kick off the month of Halloween, and it's the most appropriate thing right now that I have the co-owner for Field of Screams on the phone, Jim Schoaf, back on the show. Jim, are you there?
I'm here, Justin. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, Jim. Happy holidays to you, my friend. How are you?
Yeah, we are doing fabulous, and happy Halloween to you and all your listeners. We're pumped. October's finally here, and we are back to scaring people.
It's the most wonderful time of the year to me, Jim. I love Halloween, and when I think of Halloween, I think of Field of Screams right away. Field of Screams is such a big deal. It's the number one haunted attraction in the area, right?
It is. We've been scaring people for 29 years now up in Mountville, Pennsylvania, and people come from all over to come visit Field of Screams. It's an event. It's a destination. People drive hours and hours to come see us, to come get scared, to come get spooked, to be entertained, to be thrilled. You know, people are crying. They're laughing. They're screaming. It's quite an entertaining time every night at Field of Screams.
Like I said, you're the co-owner, so you and your brother, I believe, started it, and you just kind of build on it and improve it every year, right?
We do. Yeah, we started, my brother and I started Field of Screams back in 1993.
Wow.
And every year, you know, it's what we do all year round. We have a team of about 8 full-time guys and gals, and all year we're working on making improvements to Field of Screams, making changes, making it scarier, making it better, making it more entertaining. And, you know, this year we spent quite a bit of time in the offseason making improvements to our haunted house, the Den of Darkness. So those customers that have been coming to Field of Screams for a while, when you enter the Den of Darkness this year, you're going to see a lot of cool new changes in there that you haven't seen in the past.
Oh, very cool. And people can get the tickets right now if they go to fieldofscreams.com. And I'm going to share that link on our Facebook page to make it simple. But when they go to get their tickets, they basically book a time slot, right, Jim?
Yeah, exactly. So we're encouraging everyone this year, as we did last year, to buy your tickets ahead of time online in advance. And when you do that, you're going to choose an arrival time slot. That allows us to continue to limit our crowds and to spread the people out throughout the night. So, you know, we don't have as many people on the property all at one time. We did this last year during the height of COVID, and that really spread out the crowd and allowed us to kind of distance people and, you know, create a safe environment. So we're doing that again this year. So we really encourage everyone ahead of time, get your tickets online, choose that arrival time slot. Some may be sold out, so just have to choose maybe an earlier time or a later time or even a different day.
And you go directly to the website, and it's going on now. It goes all the way through November. And then at the very end, you have like the both extremes. You have a run for a charity and the extreme scariness the next day, something like that, right?
We do. Yeah. So our regular season goes now through November 6th. And then on November 12th, we do what we call Extreme Blackout. Ah. It's a Friday night, the last night of our Field of Screams season, and it's basically Field of Screams on steroids.
That's so the hardcore night.
You know, we're taking people off the wagons, dragging them into the cornfield, torturing them, all kinds of excitement. I won't give away everything, but the extreme version. So it's really only for those people that really want the increased intense version of Field of Screams. And then the following day on Saturday, November 13th, to help benefit the PA Breast Cancer Coalition, a great cause. We've been doing this for 9 years now. We have our zombie fun run. It's a 5K. You wear a flag football belt with 3 flags attached to your belt, and you run a 5K course around Field of Screams, and there's different zombie zones. And those zombies are trying to snag your flags as you run through. There's obstacles. There's climbs, there's, you know, stations where you can get one of your lives back. It's a great thing. When you finish, you get a survivor medal or an infected medal, depending on if all your flags are remaining or not. So it's for a great cause. It's a great time. We get a lot of teams that come out. They wear, you know, team uniforms, and it's really cool.
Jim, I think every 5K should have zombies chasing them. That would encourage me to run a lot faster. So bravo with that invention. It's fantastic, Jim. And people can sign up for that race right now?
Yes, yeah. And actually, you know, this weekend through October 3rd, after Sunday, October 3rd, the price does increase. So it's perfect timing here to get your registration in before the price increases after Sunday, October 4th, the price will increase.
All right. So now's the time to do it. Go directly to their website, fieldofscreams.com. And to make it simple, I'll share the link on our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. So Jim Schulf, the co-owner of Field of Screams, it is now going on. It's Halloween season. So we speak your name, Jim. So I want to thank you so much for calling in today to help me kick off the month of October. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, and happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you, Jim. Thanks again. Talk to you later. Take care.